In March 2020, we entered a global lockdown. Now, a year since, what's been happening? What are we looking forward to? What have been the positives and negatives from the last 12 months? Well, what we thought we would do is talk to some blind and partially sighted people from around the globe to get their experiences. Today, it's a turn of Danielle McCann. She is in Baltimore in Maryland. Thank you for joining us, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me then about your last 12 months then. What's that been like?
You know, my last 12 months has actually been full of a lot more activity than I thought it would be when we first were in lockdown. So my husband and I moved from Wisconsin to Baltimore in November. We got a kitten in October. We got new jobs in the middle of November. So it's actually been a little bit more active than I was thinking, but it's been good overall. Thankfully, my family and friends have, for the most part, been healthy, or if they did get sick, they have recovered. So it's been good overall.
Sounds positive, but very hectic.
12
months. What about negatives around the pandemic and restrictions? Have you found things tough in any particular ways?
So I definitely deal with anxiety and depression in my personal life. And I think that the mental struggles that I have dealt with over the last 12 months have definitely increased. So there's the anxiety that I'm always feeling. Is my brother safe? Is my dad safe? Are my loved ones okay? When I did know someone that was sick with COVID, made me pretty anxious. And then just that depression, that's kind of the norm for me in winter, where I don't want to get up, I don't want to do anything. And then add to that, even if I did get up to try to do something, I couldn't go anywhere. So that's definitely been a struggle for me.
Was that difficult, the kind of independent mobility part of things? Because we were all probably unsure about going out, mixing with people, social distancing, you know, that threw up its problems as well.
It was. So I work with a seeing eye dog, and I saw some stuff on social media that people were getting upset when guide dog teams were not observing the social distancing rules. Oh, well, that person walked right past me with their dog and they didn't even care that they weren't socially distant. And so that also induced a little bit of anxiety, right? Because if I did go out somewhere and I had to walk on a sidewalk, was I going to encounter someone that didn't understand that my dog doesn't understand social distancing? Was I then going to get somewhere, risk getting in an Uber, for example, with a driver whose activity and social distancing thing I can't control? And I'm not going to ask them, like, have you been around someone who has COVID for the last 14 days? You know, things like that. So risking getting in an Uber and going to run errands or something only to be turned away because I have the dog and the dog isn't social distancing. So those were definitely issues I thought about a lot.
Was it frustrating that people just didn't immediately understand that a person has a seeing eye dog or that person has a white cane? They can't really social distance. I should really maybe move out of their way or give them some direction?
It was frustrating when people didn't understand, but I tend to speak up when I feel like they just don't get it. And so I would just say, hey, if I could see enough to socially distance myself, I wouldn't need the dog. So you're going to need to give me the space that you feel comfortable with. And for the most part, people understood. It's just that piece of educating the public at large.
Well, next question was going to be, over the last 12 months, you know, about positives. But, you know, you mentioned about getting a new job. So it sounds as if there was a lot of positives there to balance out all the difficult parts.
Definitely. I'm a Christian and I do believe in God. And so I feel that I'm thankful for everything that God has allowed us to have, especially too with the global crises that have been happening. So, for example, my brother and my dad are in Houston. And so when the big cold snap happened in February, they both lost power. My dad was really close to running out of food before he got his power back on. And he has some medical stuff going on, but he came out of it fine. So I'm very thankful for that. My husband and I have become even closer than we were. I've seen, you know, the couples that said, like, oh, the pandemic has really, you know, tested us with each other's nerves, or like, oh, it's tested my marriage. But thankfully, my husband and I are best friends. And so we've gotten to really enjoy each other. And then, like I say, we got our kitten and then we have our dogs. And so there's been just an abundance of positives that I'm very thankful for.
So we're now looking at coming out of lockdown, perhaps that roadmap to getting back to a kind of normal. Is that something you're looking forward to, or do you still perhaps have some worries about that?
I'm looking forward to it, especially us moving to Baltimore from Milwaukee. Looking forward to getting around and out and about and really enjoying and exploring the city. And I think what makes it more of a positive relief for me is my brother's very social. My sister-in-law is very social. So the people that I'm thinking about who thrive on the company of other people, I'm just happy for them that they'll be able to get out and about. You know, there's always the worry, especially with the different strains of the virus out there right now. But all we can do is take it one day at a time.
What do you think would help you coming out of lockdown, perhaps, you know, make that easing of the restrictions easier?
I think what would help me the most would just be time for me to get used to it. I am by nature, I'm introverted. Even though I have a very extroverted job, I do social media for the National Federation of the Blind. So my job is very extroverted, but when I get home, I'm a homebody. I'm just kind of on the quieter side. I don't really do much or go out much. And it used to be a big deal. People would say, well, you never want to come out. And, you know, why don't you ever go anywhere? Why don't you ever do anything? And I think overall, our society has kind of embraced the fact that people just don't want to leave their houses. And they're kinder to us. And they'll say, okay, well, maybe next time. So that's something that's definitely going to be helpful when things get back to normal.
So overall, would you say you have a positive outlook for the future?
Yes, definitely. I think just watching, like, okay, people are going out to eat and they're coming home and they're okay. Or, you know, people are going and gathering in bigger crowds and they're coming home and they're okay. So I think just kind of watching my surroundings and time will be the things that are going to help me keep up that positivity.
Danielle, thank you very much for talking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.